Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
A little while back on Thomas the Tank Engine and friends. Yes, I know. Aaron watches Thomas the Tank Engine. It's actually quite therapeutic. Ask any 2-year-old or 3-year-old or 4-year-old for that matter, or 30-something-year-old. Anyway, Thomas had to shunt an empty coal carriage called Hector under the coal chute. Hector always sported this mean look and roared at anyone who got close to him. Go away, sort of thing. All the trains were intimidated by Hector, Emily the steam engine in particular. Stay with me. There is a point to this. Really, really there is. So Thomas decided he wasn't going to allow Hector to intimidate him anymore and shunted Hector as hard as he could and knocked him over onto his side. By accident, though, and Thomas apologised. Then Hector explained sadly that he didn't want to be shunted because he was afraid. Isn't that amazing? He was mean to everyone because he was afraid. Immediately, this puts a fresh light on our adorable teenagers, the ones we can't communicate with at home anymore, the ones who hang around the train station shopping centre in the streets late at night with their bravado and their bad attitude. Is it because they're afraid? What their peers would think if they didn't have a bad attitude, if they didn't smoke and curse, and if they didn't rebel, if they didn't break shop windows for supposed fun or vandalise and steal for kicks and other things? So much depth from that one episode of Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, giving us a new patience and understanding for our teens. And get this, Hector was also empty. Empty and afraid. And then when he finally consented to having coal dumped into his carriage, he was full and happy and at peace and became everyone's friend. Is it just me, or isn't that an amazing analogy of Christianity? Jesus comes into our life, fills us inside, and we are transformed. In the New Testament writings, in Philippians chapter 4, Paul wrote, "Whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, think upon these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." I'm Aaron Wright.